This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how the FCC is opening the low-power radio applications window. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has announced that it's opening the window for applications across the country for low-power radio licenses from October 15th through October 29th of this year. You should care about this, not because it's easy to win, build, and operate a radio station, but because it's worth the effort, provides people a critical and powerful voice, and allows them to build power and affect change. The FCC, for the first time in decades, has opened up additional frequency in cities around the country. A radio engineering search that might cost between maybe $500 and $1,500 by some estimates, depending on the size of the city and its complexity, is critical. Computerized estimates are available that can give any potential applicant a guesstimate of how many frequencies might be in your area, and the engineering study would allow you to make the case that your application would not interfere with other pre-existing frequencies. Many are arguing that this time the FCC process is more straightforward, but the heart of it is mastering the engineering. When Acorn assisted communities around the country in the past, most applications were tossed out on claims of questionable engineering. Here, the hope is that there are so many frequencies available that the odds of success for community organizations and coalitions trying to get on the air may be more successful. Depending on the frequency and the terrain, low power may be adequate to broadcast to entire huge neighborhoods in a city. In New Orleans, that could mean all of mid-city around Fairgrimes Coffee House, or the whole Ninth Ward near our offices there. In other cities, it could mean all of South Philly or South Phoenix or whatever. And of course, with live streaming of the signal, you can hear radio anywhere in the world, which is exciting to us as well. KVF, the 100,000-watt radio station based in Little Rock and broadcasting for the last 29 years on August 31st, had been trying to figure out how to help in Arkansas and how to do joint programming with potential stations. Getting on the license is the first hurdle. Getting on the air is the second, which many still argue in low power can be done reasonably cheaply, and then operating with great content is the last hurdle in building your audience. Prometheus Radio in Massachusetts is a huge resource, and their website gives extensive tools to get a sense of the number of frequencies available and how to get this done. AMFM and KVF are also ready to help. Having been the voice of the people for 29 years, we think there are a lot more people who need to be heard and whose voices could be raised by low-power radio stations. This is Wade Rathke for questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.